Ohio has a big problem with opioids and with prison overcrowding. A system meant to handle fewer than 39,000 people is holding more than 51,000. And many are relatively low-level drug offenders. But as this installment of our series, Opioids, Turning the Tide on the Crisis, shows, the justice system is looking to alternatives to tackle the problem. 16 people show up for their regular appointment in Starr County Drug Court. It's a quick and affirming run-through by Judge Kristen Farmer of a lot of things that have gone right.
It appears as though you have completed phase two of the program. So in recognition of that accomplishment, we do have a small token for you if you want to come on up. How many days have you been clean?
177.
And then, acknowledgement of something gone sadly wrong.
There was a participant in this program and who was rather new to the program, who over the weekend had a relapse and as a result committed suicide this morning.
At nearly 20, Starr County's drug court is one of the oldest in the state. It was born during the war on crack, when the national focus was on maximum charges, mandatory sentences, and three strikes you're out. The court's founder, Judge John Haas, says he had to make a practical as well as humane argument to sell the idea of a court structured around treatment and accountability and rewards, the biggest of which was sealing the court record of graduates from the one-year program.
The practicality is the economics. It's going to save you money because they're not going to be back in the system. But more importantly, these are human beings that have value, and it's the right thing to do.
The recidivism rate is 13% for Starr County's drug court graduates, about a fifth the national rate for untreated felons. The court predated the heroin epidemic, but half of its cases now involve people abusing opioids and heroin, and all facets of the criminal justice system are dealing with staggering numbers. So, from the head of Ohio's prisons to judges like Kristen Farmer, you hear one phrase over and over.
We've learned we cannot arrest our way out of the drug problem, and that there has to be another way of dealing with offenders.
That other way, much of which is funded by the Affordable Care Act, is evolving. It still often starts with an arrest, but now includes a system of conviction alternatives, community sanctions, detox, recovery houses, medication-assisted treatment, and second chances. Keith Hohottle runs ComQuest Services in Starr County, which had nearly 6,000 clients last year in its counseling, residential treatment, methadone, and Suboxone clinics. Hohottle's been on the receiving end of similar services. He used to be a pharmacist.
Always wanted to be a pharmacist. That's what my dad did. He's got a nice old picture of me, or had a picture of me counting M&Ms at age like six. And then there's the picture of me getting felonies for losing my license at age 35.
In between came an early fondness for alcohol, a back injury, Vicodin, filling pain pill prescriptions for others, doctoring records, and a sentence to community treatment. What followed has been more than a decade of sobriety and helping others get there, too.
As long as somebody's upright and standing, there always ought to be that opportunity for them to have a chance to get clean and sober and make better choices.
One of those opportunities, and still a relative rarity in Ohio, is ComQuest's Deliverance Recovery House for Women. 16 beds in 16 rooms filled with inspirational messages and in a building centered on recovery. For a while, one of those beds was Ashley Hamlin's. She's 33 and was addicted to prescription pain pills by the time she was 16. The pills got too expensive, so her supplier suggested heroin.
In my head, I justified it. Well, I'm not using a needle, you know, I'm just snorting it. I'm not as bad as those people.
But snorting became shooting. She stole from a grandparent, prostituted herself, ended up in a drug house in Detroit. She says being an addict is a full-time job. But with the help of a sobriety sponsor, ongoing counseling, and a new job, she's been clean for 14 months. Sometimes the contrast startles even her.
Pretty much just waking up every morning, I'm happy. And I could never say that when I was in my active using.
They have their own private room, their own bathroom, which is huge.
Sheila Brown runs Deliverance Recovery House. She says while many of the women here are court-ordered, the model has switched from punishment to treatment and recovery. And a big piece of that is convincing the women they're worth recovering.
They have so much potential. The women are beautiful. They're broken, but they're beautiful.
The case is made on a broader scale back at the drug court, where 19 people graduated yesterday in a courtroom packed with family, employers, even courthouse workers. Judge Haas says such moments mark a turning point not only for the individuals, but for the judicial system. I'm M.L. Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.